So Fraher Field really is the place to be for your hurling fix this weekend. On Saturday, the Dungarvan venue will host a doubleheader of county finals. First up will be the Junior A decider at 4 o'clock between Kilrossenty and Rowan Moore. And that will be followed by Clashmore Kinsale Beg versus Bricky Rangers in the Premier Intermediate Final at 5.45. Well, delighted to say that Tony Ryan, GAA writer with the Dungarvan Observer, is back in studio to preview both games. Tony, this is the second year of the Premier Intermediate. What has the quality been like in 2024?
I see most people didn't take too much notice of the group games because there was nobody out of the championship at that stage at all, you know. I suppose really went down to the knockout stages and the semi-final games. They were of a very good quality, okay. But overall, like when you don't have teams being eliminated early on or nothing much to play for by your placing in the group, like, you know, I'd say the game this weekend will make up for all of that for quality.
Clashmore Kinsale Beg are unbeaten so far, Tony. What has impressed you about them?
What's impressed me is their determination and their spirit, and of course led by Ty De Borca. You know, they have a number of good scoring forwards as well, but overall I think it's just their team ethic, their hard work. They'll be hard to break down. You know, they drew with the Brickies the first day, 220 each above in Capoquin, and actually the Brickies were leading by 5 or 6 points, and Josh Fischel got two goals to bring Clashmore Kinsale Beg back into it and ended in a draw. A very good game of hurling. So if that's something to go by, this will be another cracker.
How good was Ty De Borca last weekend against Ballysagar, Tony?
He was superb, because I think to most that he's not fully fit. He wasn't running free. He has a leg injury, but the scores in particular that he got in the second half against the wind, I thought they were vital for Clashmore overcoming Ballysagart. Also, that he has some kind of a radar. He knows where the ball is going to drop, and he's always under it, even if teams are trying to keep the ball away from him. And as well as that, then the fielding the ball under the crossbar under pressure, fantastic, and then winning a ball that could be 70-30 against him or 60-40 against him, he always comes out with a ball. We're lucky to be in the generation that we can see him playing, you know. And he would be a player that deserves to play senior club hurling, but you know, all the others would have to row in behind him.
Speaking of those other players, Tony, which other Clashmore Kinsale Beg performers have stood out to date?
Well, definitely Josh Fitzgerald would have, you know. And if he played for the full hour, really hard, he gets some load of scoring, you know. But himself and Paul O'Connor as well, like I often notice with Ty, when he gets the ball, like he passes it to forwards he knows that can score, and he always passes it to Paul as well. I think the lad who came on, Shane Coughlin, came on there in the second half, you know, and in both the last two games, and he scored 2 points in each one of them, you know. And really, to me, he should be a player that probably should start, you know, because you could end up with more than 2 points. Ed O'Halloran is very sound around the centre of the field, himself and Trihy. That'll be a great battle, a midfield battle there as well. They're among the players, Sam Fitzgerald on the wing back as well, and that, you know. So they have a very good team, but they're also playing a very good team.
They certainly are, and speaking of them, Tony, Bricky Rangers, they were intermediate champions last year. And they've made the step up, beat Ballygunner last weekend. Why have they got back to another county final?
They're reaping the rewards of a very good underage system back over the last number of years, you know. And the players they have, they again have a very good scoring forwards as well. But they're very well balanced. They might have a little bit more hurling than Clashmore, hurling skill. But they're a younger side. That's the one thing I would say. Clashmore Kinsale Beg are maybe a bit more experienced, and the Brickies are maybe a younger side, but they've done everything that has been asked of them so far, and they scored five goals in two games, five in the second game, and last week they went well ahead of Ballygunner twice, and they still withstood a late challenge, you know. So like they're serious contenders. But I would say whoever wins this game, they'll be popular winners. And it would be great to see another Western team up in the senior ranks.
Who will be the key men for Brickies on Saturday?
Well, I always think that Tom O'Connell is one of their key men, because like Tom, right, he might be scoring an awful lot from play, but in the last game he scored 11 frees, And they're the type of scorers that will keep you in a game and win you a game, you know. And like, I've never seen him being, I don't want to put the kibosh on him, I've never seen him going bad from taking frees. He's a great free taker. The goalie was excellent, Jimmy Kiley, the last day. He scored three or four very hard shots as well. Up front, the young lads, Peter Cummins, Cormac Deevy, they're doing very well. Conor Whelan, experienced. He always come in with a few scores, especially scores when you need them, you know, when you're behind. And I would say Killian Ryan at the back, he's a kind of an anywhere, a play anywhere defender. You know, I could see him definitely as a going to play a senior for Waterford, because he's a very good player. But they have, I say, all around the field, they're very well balanced and great hurling skill and very well coached and trained.
Sounds like it's going to be an absolute cracker, Tony. How do you see it going in the end?
Well, the last game ended in a draw.
Okay.
You know, in some ways, I hope this doesn't end in a draw and go to extra time and go to penalties, because I don't think they're the championship regulations, but I don't think anybody would deserve that. People will tell you you have to go by the championship regulations, but still, I know I think that a game like this, if it is close, it ends in a draw, you would deserve a second day, both sets of players, and also for the promotion of the game. I think it could end in a draw, but at the very, very, very end of the day, Clashmore Kinsale-Beg might have that little bit at the end.
I've also asked you, Tony, to pick your three stars of the Premier Intermediate Championship to date, because you've covered a plethora of games for the Dungarvan Observer this summer. Who have you gone for?
Number three, I would go for Tom Spain of Ballygunner. That's an excellent player. I don't think he'll be playing Premier Intermediate next year. I think he'll be playing senior. Some great scores from play under pressure, usually from full forward. So I think he's there for the future.
Who is the second player that you've gone for from this year's Premier Intermediate?
Well, number two is Tom O'Connell of the Brickies. I go for, from what I said earlier, that the amount of scores that he gets, doesn't matter where, but from player, from frees, but he piles up the scores for his team, and he's very consistent in scoring.
And your third pick?
Well, there's no argument about that. It's Tadhg Burke from Clashmore Kinsale-Beg. Like, he looks like a giant among men out in the field there, you know, and it is a pleasure to see him playing, and I hope to God that his injury doesn't prevade him from putting in another splendid performance.
Yeah, you know, he is an absolute joy to watch at the moment. So Tom Spain of Ballygunner, Tom O'Connell of Bricky Rangers, and Tadhg Burke from Clashmore Kinsale-Beg, your three stars of the Premier Intermediate Hurling Championship this year. In terms of the Junior A final, Tony, Kilrossinty and Rowan Moore throws in at 4 o'clock. Kilrossinty, traditionally a football stronghold in the county. Why are they doing so well with the small ball?
The same thing again, I say, over the years, whoever down there, a number of years back, started the underage with the hurling. And I know it takes a while and that, but it has come true. They've won under 21 or under 20 C's and B's back the last few years. They also have a number of very good players available at the moment to them. I'm talking about the Fitzgerald twins there, you know. Like, to have those on your side, that's a big help. But they're a team, to me, that they were very disappointed that they didn't win the Western last year. And they got there this year. I hope that's not just their aim. That's what they wanted to win, you know, just to win the West, because we did so bad last year. Now you haven't to step up again, right? And you're playing a team you haven't played before. You're playing Rowan Moore, you know, who were in the final last year, even though they were beaten, you know. So Kilrossinty are putting up a great amount of scores, but they will find it hard. I think they'll find it hard to win on Saturday.
And like, this is Rowan Moore's second team, Tony. The club are having another good year across all grades. Yes. What do you expect from them?
Well, I said last year they were beaten by Ardmore by about 10 points. But like, the game wasn't that way for most of it. Seamus Keaton was the difference that last year for Ardmore. There's some very good players. They're hardy players. They try hard. I saw them in action this year out in Tornina for the Albert Burke Memorial Tournament, you know. And they have some very good players there. And they have a good panel as well. On top of that then, they were in the C final last week, and it was probably two or three out of that you could draft in, you know. But like, when you have Rowan Moore beaten in a county final, you know you deserve your title.
What way do you see it going?
Well, I'd say if Kilrossinty play to their best, you know, the one thing I think about them though is they have a lot of their top players up in the forwards, and I think maybe they should balance out the team a bit better and have some of them back in the backs, have Kevin Welch back at full back, and Merton Dunn back at centre back. There seem to be an awful lot, like, Merton's on the wing, wing forward, you know. But there's enough players up there to get scores by him, where I think he would be very valuable at the back. Like, Roe Morden as well have some very good players in Josh Sheridan, David Barrett, the captain, as well, you know. And they have Dean Welch. These are all fellas that played senior. Chris Dempsey, as well, Emmett O'Toole, and Adam Crowley played last week on the junior C. You know, so they're good as well, and they won't be easily beaten.
Tony Ryan, GA writer with the Dungarvan Observer. Great stuff as always, Tony. Thanks for dropping in the studio.
Tomás.
Lorne Napoca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.